Fifth Victim by Zoe Sharp. Read by Claire Corbett. Chapter 1. The only thing more terrifying than fighting for your life is fighting for someone else's, especially when you're losing the battle. On my knees in the warm sand, I gouged at the reluctant earth with a driftwood shovel, with both hands and my every breath. And the more I burrowed, the more the sides of the hole folded in quietly to meet the void. I knew then, gritted in the face of defeat, that there was only one way this was going to end. Badly. Pig-headed, I ploughed on, seeing nothing but the next scoop of sand that rushed in, mocking, to fill the last insignificant hollow. Dig, twist, throw. Dig, twist, throw. Up and out into the coastal wind, over and over, while my mind stamped and cursed and wailed silently inside my head. How could you let them take you? Why didn't you run? Why didn't you fight? And, more bitter, more self-indulgent, an almost childish cry. Don't you think I have enough damn blood on my hands? I'd lost a principal 2 winters previously, had watched her die, helpless, only meters away. Might as well have been light years, for all the use I'd been to her then. But that was better than this agony of grim expectation, of not knowing life from death one way or the other. I was overwhelmed by a sense of waste and dread, so strong I feared the stink would always linger. Dig, twist, throw. Just ahead of me, one end of the shallow pit was marked by an upright length of pipe. Ordinary grey soil pipe, about 40 mil in diameter, like any plumber would.